Time now for some business news. Salary increases are expected to remain at historic lows next year, but Peter LeBlanc, who is Senior Vice President of Sibson Consulting, says that more Americans will get bonuses.
8 of 10 companies use some form of variable pay below the executive level. Individual incentives, such as for salespeople, profit sharing for, you know, most members of the organization, recognition awards, and divisional bonuses for people in different businesses. This is up substantially from 2001.
Now, why all of a sudden bonuses?
It's a good thing for the employer in a couple respects. When it's paid off. It doesn't get it embedded in a base salary that has to pay off every year. It represents a kind of a philosophy that a lot of employers call pay at risk. More pay for performance, less certainty, more if you earn it, we'll distribute it. On top of that, since organizations are actually doing better this year than they did last year, we're expecting that those bonus awards will be higher than last year.
How realistic is it to just walk in and ask for a bonus if you've never had one before?
I think it's realistic to go in and ask if the position offers a bonus, because individuals are almost never offered one just based on who they are. It's does the job that you occupy offer that kind of thing? There is another opportunity. If you're joining an organization, that is for you to ask for a sign-on bonus. These sign-on bonuses are paid up front, and they're used to get over the risk of the job change, and in some respects to get over the risk of not knowing what your bonus is going to be when you get inside the organization.
Pay increases are at historically low levels, but bonuses are going up. So is inflation, high energy costs, higher health care costs, are there things that are still taking a bigger bite this year out of one's pay and one's bonus?
Fortunately, inflation is still tame. It's expected. They just announced 2.7%. And for 2005, we're forecasting an average pay increase of 3.6%. So if you subtract 2.7 from 3.6, there's a little bit of a margin there. But on top of that, you have to take out taxes. So if all anyone gets in 2005 is the 3.6% base salary increase, they're probably only treading water. Especially when you consider that over 70% of employees recently reported that their share of expenses for health care benefits is still going up. The bonus, the variable pay, whatever you call it, it is the opportunity to do better than inflation, to more than cover their costs of living.
Peter LeBlanc is Senior Vice President of Sibson Consulting, which is a human resource consulting firm in New York.